You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
The Michael K. Show.
Gerrit Cole undergoing an MRI. If they lose Gerrit Cole, it has the same effect as the Jets losing Aaron Rodgers after four plays. I'm sorry, it does. Everything is built around Cole, Judge, and Soto. And if you take one of them out of the equation, it becomes exponentially hard to get into the playoffs. So if you have lost Cole for any long period of time, I don't want to be an alarmist, but I think we'd all agree, if he's going into an MRI tube on March 11th, probably not pitching the opener against the Astros. If you lose Cole for the entire season, I think you'd be battling mightily to get a playoff spot.
The Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. So a little more free agent news in the NFL. Xavier McKinney, formerly of the Giants, signed with the Green Bay Packers. We don't know what the price is, but so the Jets have lost Huff, the Giants have lost Barkley, and the Giants have now lost McKinney. Mm. So we have to really wonder where they're going, but time will tell.
Running backs and safeties, these are...
Yeah, but I mean, they grabbed a guard, which in terms of this sort of market these days, that is a more valuable position than the safety and the running back, so we'll see where they land.
All right, so the Garden of Laughs, it's an unbelievable thing that Madison Square Garden does, and the Garden of Laughs returns to the theater at MSG on March 27th, and it benefits the Garden of Dreams Foundation. And for those that don't know what the Garden of Dreams Foundation is, they do unbelievable work. They raise money for the underprivileged. It's just a great initiative that they've been doing for years. When I was at the Garden, when I was on MSG, it used to be called Yes and It Counts, and then it kind of, that was with Mark. Coming off his saying, and then it became the Garden of Dreams Foundation, and they've continued to do it over the years, and the work that it does, it's just amazing. This Garden of Laughs, the all-star comedy lineup, features Bill Burr, Michael Che, Chris DiStefano, Jim Gaffigan, Heather McMahon, Tracy Morgan, Sam Morril, and Jon Stewart, and is hosted by our guest right here in the studio, Steve Sciarippa. Please, you can support the Garden of Dreams Foundation and have a great time doing it. Get tickets at Ticketmaster.com, and Steve joins us right here in studio. What's up, Steve?
How are you?
That is some great lineup, man.
Oh, it's a great lineup. It probably... Listen, they probably, every one of them could sell out on their own. So
the big room.
Bill Burr sold out the big room. Oh, yeah, absolutely. He does. He's an arena rack. But,
yeah.
I mean, they're all great comics. Great. We got a great lineup. This is the fourth time we're doing it. We haven't done it since 2019. So we need to make some money for this incredible charity. Now, I know everybody has a charity. Every dollar goes where it's supposed to. They've built gymnasiums for these kids, libraries, they mentor them, scholarships. A lot of these kids have been, you know, it started in 2006, the Garden of Dreams. Mm-hmm. A lot of the kids have been with us the entire time. Wow. And now they're going to college, you know what I mean? Right. So it really is. They have a talent show, you know, at Radio City, which I first went to, there was like 100 people there. Now there's thousands show up. I mean, it really does good work. And they have kind of like a Make-A-Wish where kids' dream is to meet a Rocket or one of the Rangers or the Knicks, and they go to the hospitals. I mean, it's in the tri-state area. And really, listen, Jim Dolan takes a lot of hits. He's a good guy. This is close to his heart. He puts in a lot of money. This is all Jim Dolan. And I got to tell you, it's the fourth time I'm hosting it. It's a lot of fun. I joke, but my role is like the role of a bran muffin. I keep things moving. That is what I do.
So
these
is that your
real
approach?
Comics, and I just go up. I introduce. We also have incredible presenters. CC Sabathia this year, Victor Cruz, Whoopi Goldberg, John McEnroe, J.B. Smooth, Susie Essman, It's a whole bunch of people, man.
So you don't try.
Edie Falco will be there. Edie Falco.
So you don't try in this setting, the host setting, you don't try to be overly funny.
No.
You just try to get from point A to point B.
Well, yeah. At the beginning, I'll speak my mind a little bit.
All right.
And then I just pass it off.
There you go.
I mean, you would be a fool to try to be funny. These guys are incredible.
It's one thing to try to be funny, but then try to be funny when you're surrounded by comedians. Right?
Absolutely.
I'm sure you're very funny, but now I'm going to have to compare you to guys that are professionally
absolutely,
funny.
But you also know a lot of comedians, when they're not on stage, aren't very funny.
I know.
I'm sure you've met your share. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I dealt with them in Vegas for many, many years. Most of them are very unfunny and depressed.
Right, and then they get on stage and they light up. It's a bizarre thing.
And they're incredible. And that's what it's all about.
So I was there in 2019. I'm just curious, like, when you get people like that together, backstage, are they trying to make each other laugh, or are they just quiet?
No, they're just doing their thing, concentrating.
Really?
They got to go out there. It's 5,500 people. Mm. They're all friendly. No one's getting paid. It's a friendly atmosphere. They're there because they want to be. There's no other reason they're there except they want to do this. You know, there's no other reason. Bill Burr, I've never even seen in the Garden, you know, watching a game. I'm sure he's a Celtic fan.
Yes,
I don't know. You know, so, but these other guys, some of them come to the Garden, some don't. And they're there because they want to be. So backstage, they all know each other or know of each other, obviously. And it's, you know, a lot of fun. And mm-hmm. people also got to concentrate. They want to do well. It almost becomes maybe a little bit like a competition.
Sure.
There's eight great comics. And I don't want to be the guy to eat it. You know?
Right, of course.
You know? I saw a Richard Pryor documentary, the Live at the Sunset Strip, which everybody remembers. He had bombed the night before. So he had to redo the show. And so they showed him walking to the stage, and he looked like a boxer about to go onto the mat. Like, he was just so focused. You could see the preparation in his face. You're around athletes all the time, but when you see these guys as they're preparing backstage, is it similar? Like, the way that they prepare themselves to go on stage?
You know, a lot of comics will tell you, they go, you know, showcase clubs, a comedy store, the improv. If they do bad, for whatever reason, they go on stage, they do bad, they have to immediately get back on another stage.
Oh, they have to.
They'll go across town. You know, they say, I got to get up there. I got to make sure, you know, what happened here. You know what I mean? So, absolutely. Mm. I mean, there's a lot of focus. Listen, they're doing an hour, hour and a half of material. This isn't easy to remember and to be funny and the punchlines and hit it right. You know, this is all, it's a very underrated art form. Stand-up comedians. They don't get the recognition that they should.
Well, the thing is, but when they get it, they get so much of it. Like,
yeah.
If you make it to that level, because then you're all, then you end up, because there's so many, to your point, Steve, that struggle, right? And we see them, they're up at the Cellar every night, they're at the Stand every night, working out. But if you make it to that level, then you get to be one man on a stage collecting 15,000 people.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I mean, there's no, it's not like sports. Hey, look, in basketball, you could hide. You could actually hide on the court, right? Guys just disappear. We've known that, right?
On radio, you can do that.
The guys disappear, right? You can't do it in baseball. You could do it in football. You can't do it as a stand-up comic.
Right.
Right.
Everyone's there to see you.
We had an argument last Friday. I want to get your take on it. Yeah, you know me a little bit. I think that if I had dedicated my life to it, I think I'd be a great stand-up comic. What do you think?
I think you would have.
Yeah. Thank you.
I think you would have.
You see something
again,
in me, right?
Absolutely.
You realize who you are, right?
No, but I'm being
You've established
serious.
Yourself in this country. He has a great actor, a great auditor. This what he can't do a thing for you. There's nothing he can do. Why are you kissing his fans? Not only can't he do it, he wouldn't want to. What are you doing?
I think if Michael put the time in, and it's going to
take
10 years.
Yes.
It's going to take 10 years for you to be any good. If you're ready to get on stage three times a night for 10 years,
I think I can,
I think you can do it.
Thank you. Thank you.
See, watch this. How about me? See? I kiss. And again, I can't do anything for you either.
I want to be nice,
right? But there's the perception that he's not gonna do a thing. I know people. I'll at least try. I'm not saying I can't. He won't even try.
Steve can help all of us. I know, but we can't help him.
I'm just
saying. Take your hat back.
Wow. Very sensitive.
You're walking into a place with a lot of energy that's been here. Now, speaking of sad and a lot of energy, you were in the building on that Saturday night when the Lakers came to town and the Knicks were scorching hot.
Yeah.
We had a really, really big moment where at that point the injuries hadn't kicked in yet, and you really, this team was rolling. How disappointing was that night? What was the energy like on the positive side? What was the energy like leading the tip?
But let me tell you something. It was, listen, you know, you feel it's like a boxing match. Championship boxing match in Vegas, where I used to go a lot in the 80s. You feel it in the air in the whole city, you know. And that's how it is, you know, before the game. Everybody comes out. Everybody really comes out. Front runners come out that don't go to any other games all season.
And you see them because you're there all the time.
Suddenly they want to be there, right? This is what I don't understand. Why are there so many Laker fans in Madison Square Garden?
Always.
Lakers.
Why are there so many Celtic fans? Why are there so many? There was Golden State.
Always.
I wouldn't have known where I was.
Right.
What are you cheering for Golden State, man? You're a Knicks fan or you're not?
Because you know how the NBA is. It's star driven. So as long as LeBron James is a Laker, and before him Kobe and Magic, and even though the Warriors are not a great team, they still have Curry. There are people that are NBA fans that follow the players.
Yeah, but you know, listen. I've been a Knicks fan since I'm 8 years old. You know how tough things have been. Now things are pretty good. And I've stuck with it the whole time. I've rooted for the Knicks the whole time. I don't care who's in the building. And I've seen everyone there. So that's just my take. I go to Yankee Stadium. I root for the Yankees.
The Yankee Stadium is much better in that regard. Isn't that interesting?
Let me just jump in because we have some more football signings.
Oh.
Giants are giving former Texans running back Devin Singletary a 3-year $16.5 million deal.
Well, it's much cheaper.
Worth up to $19.5 million, according to a source. And then...
That's half of what they would have paid Saquon.
Right.
A little less than.
And I think he'll give you more than... he won't more than half of, yes. Of
and the Barkley. Packers gave Xavier McKinney a 4-year $68 million deal, $17 a year.
Wow. Good for him.
That's why the Giants
good for
lost
McKinney.
Him. So there you have it. I'm sorry. Steve Sharipa is with us.
I don't care that you interrupted me. It doesn't bother me at all.
Wait until you
get on stage and I heckle.
Right. I love it.
How would you like that?
Well, it's funny though with what you were saying about Yankee Stadium. You go and you root for the Yankees.
Yeah, a lot of you go to Red Sox. A lot of Red Sox fans.
Okay, Red Sox, I'll give them. But by and large, Michael, you're there all the time. The Yankee. It's not like the Garden. It really is mostly Yankee fans night in, night out. No.
Mostly. You know, like the Red Sox try to get in, but mostly Yankee fans keep their tickets. I think the Knicks get sold out all the time because I think people that come into New York City want to go to the Garden. They just want to see the Garden.
And it's too expensive to even have season tickets to the
Garden. And sometimes you can amortize your cost of your season ticket by selling it to a Red Sox, to a Celtic fan, or to a Laker fan.
I guess that's what must happen. You know?
Yeah. Let me make some of my money back, and I'll go to the other games.
I guess that must happen, because that always annoys me. I'm there to watch the Knicks win.
Yeah.
Now, you're a former athlete. You played, what, for Brooklyn College?
I played Brooklyn College. I played at John Jay College as a freshman many moons ago. And I played at Brooklyn College for 3 years. I was a captain my last 2 years. And I played in the Garden.
How many did you score?
13. 13 points in the Garden.
Wow.
We lost to Hunter. It was a college triple header. And it's 100 pounds ago. And
pretty cool, though.
I could play. Yeah. And I played everywhere. I did. I played everywhere. I had tried out for a team in Israel. I was thinking about going. They wanted me to work on a kibbutz. I decided against that. That's the story.
Wow.
But I love playing. I played all over the city. I played in 5 summer leagues every night of the
week.
So
when you go to a Knick game, I mean, you see all these pretty people go to the Knick game and they have the good seat. They're there to be seen, a lot of them. But you're actually watching the game.
I'm watching the game, and I'm watching the other team. I like a good basketball game.
Right.
I'm going to go to the Big East Friday. You know, I like basketball. I like to watch
You like
basketball.
This Knick team?
Very much. Yeah. And I think if everybody didn't get hurt, I think we would be really, really, really good. And they're playing really hard, and the best is yet to come.
Now, you're going to have to show your athleticism on June 1st. You're throwing out the first pitch at the Somerset Patriot game.
I'm throwing out the first pitch. It's Soprano night, Steve Sharipa night. I have a dog. I have a wiener dog that's kind of famous.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Willie.
Right.
And they want me and Willie to come out. He'll be on the field with me. And then we're signing autographs and taking pictures. And they got incredible food specials. specials, a special sandwich that called a shrimper sandwich. They're going to have Karen's Big Ziti and all kinds of good stuff. We're going to have a lot of fun. And
now, I've told you this before off the air. Meredith Marakovich, who I work with on the Yankees, she wants to take care of your dog if you ever out
You've
of town.
Heard of Willie Boy.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's not a day that doesn't go by that he asks, where's the dog? Where's the dog?
Right. What makes Willie such a special
because
dog?
Because I feed him. I feed him on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. Yeah,
yeah, I feed him. So... So we're going to be there. It's June 1st. You go to SomersetPatriots.com, and we're looking forward. It's going to be fun.
Have you ever been? Really,
I have not been.
I live right down there. We go all the time, take the kids, and now since it's Yankees double A, and the quality of play is great, it's a nice ballpark. I think you're going to have a lot of fun there.
Are you going to come June 1st?
As long as there's no Ranger playoffs, I will be there.
Okay.
Well, so he would have invited you to be with him. He didn't just strike out like he did before, man.
Yeah, you lashed. You lashed.
you lashed out.
No, because I lashed out. I'm trying to wake him up.
No. He understands.
No, wait. You can't do a thing for him.
The guy used to book comics and
I know.
Vegas.
So he knows how to smoke.
I have it in my gut.
Right. Something you feel.
There's not a comic that hasn't worked for me years ago.
Really? Everybody?
Just about everybody.
No, yours. You have a because of what you did in Vegas. You have a sense of how someone might be able to help me in my career.
Oh, right, fill the room.
You misunderstood and thought Michael could help you. He can't. He's not going to do it.
Animal. This guy's an animal.
Listen, I'm beyond help. I'm on the back nine.
Did you ever work with Rickles?
I didn't work with him, but I knew Rickles.
And was he nice?
Oh, the nicest guy.
Really?
The nicest man. Absolutely. I'll tell you a funny story. Jilly Rizzo, who was Sinatra's right-hand man, right? Mm-hmm. So, 2:00 in the morning, I'm working at the Riviera. They say Sinatra's coming over. They're going to have a birthday party. Wow. 2 a.m. He was playing the Bally's. I wasn't married at the time to my wife. I call her. I said, Sinatra's coming. I wake her up. She gets dressed, comes down. Right? They walk in. There's a U-shaped table, 25 people. Sinatra's got a half a bottle of Jack Daniels, and he's wearing a members only shirt that's a jacket that says Frank.
Love members only.
Frank.
Yeah.
Right? And Rickles is there. Corbett Monica is there. Jerry Vale is there.
Wow.
Right? All these guys. Bernie Allen, who was a comic, he's there.
I remember that name.
And Sinatra's drunk.
Okay. How old is he about then? In the 60s?
It's 87, 1987. So whatever that is. Okay. No, he's older than 60.
Yeah, early 70s, maybe?
I don't know. What year was he born?
We'll check it out.
1987. So he comes in. Everyone's getting up to say a little something about Jilly. It's Jilly's 70th birthday. And Rickles starts going off. And Sinatra goes, "Shut up, Don. And I mean it." Like everyone cowered. Like, "This is a party."
Right. Wow. And he could just shut it all down in one second.
Yeah, and then it just continued on. Obviously, it was something that always happened. And then later on, the one person that I really wanted to have a picture with is Sinatra, and I got that
picture. You got the picture.
I got the picture.
Where
I was young. I had white teeth.
Where's this display? Is the photo up in the house?
Oh, yeah.
He was 72.
He was 72.
In 87. Yeah.
He was playing Bally's. This was at the Riviera. It was, it ended at 4 o'clock. You know, it was like no big deal. It was after his show. And
you're too young for Elvis, right?
Yeah, too young for Elvis. I wish I did. No Elvis.
Wayne Newton?
Wayne Newton, yeah. I worked for Wayne Newton. Nice guy.
Really?
Very nice guy. I worked with him. We filmed something together for Drew Carey years ago.
Did you ever book the late, great Richard Lewis?
I did not. Richard Belzer worked.
Richard Belzer.
Dennis Leary, we could go on and on. Ray Romano.
So you lived out there full time then, or no?
I lived there for 25 years.
Wow.
My wife and kids were born in Vegas.
And you liked it?
I liked it because you know what? When I moved there in 1979-80, it was 350,000 people lived there.
Right.
And it was really a nice, small, clean town, and you could get around. And then, every 10 years, it just exploded. Now,
did you keep any property?
No, I got rid of all my, I had bought a house, and we built a house.
Because it has exploded the last 10.
Yeah, it's exploded, but it's, 2008 dipped. And, we did okay. I did all right there. It was very good to me, the city. Mm-hmm. I did well. I became an executive at the Riviera. I was a maitre d' for many years. So I, worked with all these comics. I made a lot of money. Those days you had a tip to get a good seat. I did all that. I had the money. I had the money piled up in the house at one point.
Really?
Ago, in the 80s.
Nice.
Because, you know, back then it was all cash. Nobody carries cash anymore.
So at that point in time, would it ever have crossed your mind that you'd then have a whole second life as
an actor?
Absolutely
not. No, I started dabbling. Some of the comics put me in a couple of their things. Bruce right. Baum, Kevin Pollak,
yep.
you know, put me in a couple of their, like, sketches, HBO special. And I started, you know, something came to town. I would audition and started rolling along, and that's how it happened.
I don't want to paint everybody with broad brush, but just knowing you peripherally like we do, you seem like a real dude, like you're a regular guy. Hollywood is full of people that aren't real and kind of phony. How do you reconcile that?
I'm a regular guy with a really good job. That's right. What I tell people.
Okay.
My friends are my same friends that I grew up with. That's who I hang with. I don't care for any of that. I've survived. I've worked for 24 years straight. I've survived bobbing and weaving. Like, you know, I look at the last night, like the parties after the Academy Award, I would not want to go to that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'd rather go down to bar and have a couple beers, you know what I mean? I'd rather hang out with the crew. Now, all the actors I've worked with have been very nice. Sopranos, of course, and his Blue Bloods gang, and I was on another show. All great people. But, you know, you work friends. For the most part, you right. go, and then you go home, you know?
It's like how Don and I are.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you work friends. But you know what I'm saying.
Right.
And not everybody's, you know, and that's, you know, the phoniness and the competition and the bitterness. I don't go for that.
But you did you enjoy the Golden Globe and Emmys nights? Were those fun nights still?
When we went, at the time, I did not like the Emmys.
Really?
I would like to go back one more time. We went to the Emmys 4 times, SAG Awards 5 times, HBO, very generous, fly you out, put you up, the Peninsula Hotel. Listen, I enjoyed it. It was new to me. It was like, you know, guys have been trying to be an actor for 25 years. All of a sudden, I get on this show and I'm walking down the red carpet, you know.
Right.
We had fun because it was Jim and Michael Imperioli and Jim Gandolfini and all the guys.
But it was new to all
together.
Of you practically, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Edie had a little more experience, but for you guys, it had to be all pretty new.
Well, they had been acting a long time, but they didn't have this success.
This, yeah, right. right.
But, you know, it's just not my thing. But, I mean, I get along.
So
I mean,
why'd you say you'd like to do it one more time if you could?
Because I think I would enjoy it more. You know, the last time it was so hectic, and what are you going to say on the red carpet? And I'm sweating.
Right.
And, you know, it's like, oh my God, you know, you're dressed up in the tux. But I think now I'm older, I'm calmer, you know what I mean? But we used to go out there and have a ball. We had, you know, the Emmys, then the after party, then the after party. You know, we had a lot of fun when we were doing the Sopranos, you know.
Was last thing that I have on the Sopranos. Was obviously you guys were all talented in your own right, but the star that was Jim shined very bright. Was it also just sort of exciting to be in his orbit at that time? A guy who was just kind of, he was a moment in time, James Gandolfini.
Yeah, well, the thing is with Jim, even when you went out, he was a lot of fun. And
liked to party, right?
Very much so, as we all did. Right, we all like to go out and drink and enjoy. Listen, we've been walking to a bar where it was like, or a restaurant, they give you a standing ovation. It was right. like playing for the Yankees.
Right.
I mean, that's how it was. You know, Stevie Van Zandt, myself, Michael, John Ventimiglia. You know, we hung together.
Right.
And we were, you know, younger in our early 40s, you know, late 30s, some of them. And we enjoyed it, right? Jim was kind of, you know, sometimes when you're doing these shows, you're the boss on the show. It kind of bleeds over to you're the boss.
Right.
Right,
yeah,
right
yeah.
there,
yeah, yeah.
right?
Life imitates art.
So I'll tell you a funny story. Il Cortile is where we used to take. I used to live upstairs for 2 years. And then we used to take all the guys were getting killed off,
mm-hmm.
we would take them there for like a party.
Right.
Right? And so I used to live upstairs. They were like family to me, the people there, Carmen and Esposito, right? I go down there, I invite a bunch of guys. Suddenly it grows and there's about 10 guys and we're all eating and drinking and having a good time. And I go to the bathroom and I pick up the check. And they take good care of me and bought us a bunch of stuff. So Jim says, give me, you know, it's over. Jim says, give me the check. And I said, they said, Steve got it. And he starts getting like, mad. Give me the check. I said, this isn't the show. Like, you tell me what to do and I do it. This is not how it works.
Really?
I invited, I'm paying.
How did he take that?
It was fine.
Yeah.
But I had to explain it to him. This isn't,
right.
You know, there's not cameras here. This right. is, you know. And he was very generous. He picked up checks, and I've told you that. Yeah. He gave us $33,000 each 1 year. $33,000, 2004. He had a big contract dispute with HBO, and when it was over, he called 16 of us, you know, the regular cast, and gave each one of us a check for $33,333.
Why that number?
I do not know.
That is a lot of money.
And we went in, I mean, one by one, in his trailer, and he said, thanks for sticking by me. And that was it. And he gave every single one of us.
That's Steve Sciarippa. Tell people how they can buy tickets to Garden of Laughs.
Just Ticketmaster. Mm-hmm. Garden of Laughs, March 27th. It's my wife Laura's birthday.
Hey, happy birthday, Laura. Early birthday.
So it's going to be a great night. Go to Ticketmaster. There's tickets left. We're getting low. So get them quick.
Yeah.
And if you want to laugh, a great night of comedy for an incredible cause.
Absolutely.
A great, great, great cause. And one day you may see Michael K. on that stage.
Wow, you hear that?
You know what,
Don?
Maybe you also.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Maybe you also.
To me.
I doubt it very much.
Yeah,
I'll be honest.
I reject your
invitation. I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Good to see you.
Always great seeing you guys.
Yeah, good seeing you, Steve.
I'll see you on June 1st.
That's right.
Okay. I'll be there.
Yeah,
Somerset, he loves
that place.
Somerset, New Jersey, SomersetPatriots.com. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Sounds good. That's Steve Sciarippa. We have a lot more to do. First, you have to tell us about Dodge, Peter.
I do. Hey, New York. Peter here for Security Dodge, Long Island Ram and Wrangler headquarters. Come get some right now. You can get a 2023 Jeep Gladiator for up to 30% off MSRP. That's right. Up to 30% off MSRP. Don't forget about their 7-year, 100,000-mile certified pre-owned warranty on all certified pre-owns. All during the Jeep Celebration event. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so much stuff going on. We thank Steve Sciarippa for dropping by. But, wow, Singletary signs with the Giants. He had a connection with Shane in Buffalo. So
right,
they get him for a lot less money than they would have for Saquon Barkley.
Now, he's never had a 1,000-yard season, so he's not the same back.
He had 986 last year.
Right, yeah, so he's not he's not producing the way that Barkley can. Also pretty good out of the backfield. But again, not Saquon Barkley, but for almost half the money. They're around the same age. In September, he'll turn 27, so a little bit older. But still, you get him on the cheap.
4.1 yards per carry. So you give him the ball three times, you get a first down. 36 missed tackles forced, 26 explosive runs. That's 10 or more yards. So 986 yards last year, 686 after contact. Now, John Runyon Jr., He's the son of former NFL lineman John Runyon. He started 50 of 51 Packer games over the past 3 years, allowed only 2 sacks and 6 quarterback hits and 568 pass block snaps last year. So those are the additions to the Giants. And the Giants end up losing Xavier McKinney, who's a young guy. Young guy, top of his position. He gets $17 million a year, a 4-year deal from the Green Bay Packers. At some point, you got to keep your players, man.
You got to, but again, it's the safety position, which is basically the running back of the defense. If they can find a safety, which there's a glut of them in free agency at a little bit cheaper, if you're saving $6 million here and $2, $3 million there, that's a player. So it's kind of like making a trade in essence, where you let these guys go. But if I'm able to get an extra player with the money that I've saved on it, and we had Jordan on last week, and he talked about the accident. What is it? The ATV accident that he had during going into training camp, and he had some problems with the defensive coordinator. Wink Martindale last year. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but you know, there was not a perfect player by any stretch of the imagination off the field, but on the field I thought he was stellar. He was a very, very good player. But if they feel like they can get a similar player for a lot less money, that's the plan. Again, you could disagree with the plan, but that's the plan, because you're not going to be able to replenish this offensive line with always through the draft. They've tried that. Free agency seems to be where they want to do it. And if you like Runyon, and you just gave the stats, they're very good. It certainly comes from a very good pedigree. I believe his dad was a congressman too, a former Eagle.
Current Raven.
That comes at a price, and you need to be able to find the money to be able to do all that.
So a lot of movement today. A lot of movement. Barkley's now, if you just joined us, Barkley's with the Eagles. Garrett Colson, an MRI tube for his elbow.
Kirk Cousins, the Falcons quarterback.
Mm-hmm. At $45 million a year. But,
you know, McKinney was a guy that you could have used the franchise tag on, so they didn't. So obviously they didn't think he was worth the money. And also, that's another guy they could have dealt, Michael. If they felt like this was going to be the plan, then we're not going to sign these guys, that maybe they're extra picks that they could have picked up. But again, I don't know what they would have been offered if they decided to trade him, what the situation was there.
Here's Lewis Riddick about Saquon to the Eagles, saying it's an easy decision.
If you're Saquon, you're looking at the Philadelphia Eagles offensive line and you're going, hold on, this is the number one team in the NFL in run block win rate last year, and I'm leaving a team that right now can't keep the same group of five on the field. I had probably one of my worst years in terms of yardage before initial contact that I've ever had. I'm struggling just to crack 4 per carry with behind this offensive line. And look, that's not to disparage the Giants offensive line. That's just the way it is. And you're going to maybe one of the best. If you're him right now, you're going, I got paid more and I'm going in the division and I got a better offensive line. Well, Kellen Moore's probably sitting there going, let's go, baby. Let's go to work. Good for Saquon, though. He deserves this. He deserves this opportunity. But you can best believe the pressure will be on him now to go ahead and deliver outsized results.
Now, here's our buddy Dan Orlovsky talking about Saquon to the Eagles on SportsCenter.
That's the surprise of free agency period in the offseason, because this is so counterintuitive to who the Philadelphia Eagles are. The Eagles are historically an organization that invests into their offensive and defensive lines. They, for the longest time, have not invested, at least free agency-wise, in tailbacks. And the fact that they are taking all that money and investing it into Saquon Barkley tells me that they're starting to transition a little bit, that they have their offensive line intact and that Jalen Hurts is going to bounce back and those pieces on the outside. Saquon Barkley is very much so a Christian McCaffrey type of player, and you don't go and invest in that type of player unless you truly believe unequivocally that you are a bona fide Super Bowl contender. And the Eagles have lost a lot of pieces, and their coordinators last year and then some other players, and they replace him. Now Kellen Moore comes over as their offensive coordinator, one of the more creative minds in the NFL. How he uses Saquon Barkley as something other than just a traditional tailback is going to go a long way to determining, is this worth it? And it was that move outside of the ordinary for the organization worth all the money investment-wise.
And the other big story, obviously, is Garrett Cole. Andy Martino of SNY reporting that it's precautionary, the MRI, and the initial feeling is there is no extreme concern, and it has no impact on whether or not they get or try to get Blake Snell. So according to Martino, no extreme concern. Nestor Cortez said, Garrett's really smart. He's probably just getting ahead of things. But again, I've always said it, you don't go into an MRI tube for no reason. Let's go to Matt in Long Island City.
Hey, guys. Michael, you brought up Trevor Bauer before. I just wanted to say I'd rather the Yankees lose than even touch Trevor Bauer, especially after we just got out of the the stink of Domingo Germán.
Well said.
Also, I just wanted, you know, now that the Yankees' injuries have started crawling in, I wanted to take a moment to eulogize Don and Peter's sanity, because I foresee months of curmudgeon Yankee calls.
Well, it could be bad. It could be bad,
dude. Their marbles. Especially because Michael will take every single one.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Thank you.
It's kind of a big story. I mean, there was a possibility, and Don and I spoke about it before the Barkley thing broke. We could have been taking 3.5 hours of people talking about Gerrit Cole. It's not a great injury. It's not a great thing to wake up today and see Gerrit Cole's getting an MRI on his right elbow, and Aaron Judge didn't take BP today. He's, you know, middle of spring training, sore or whatever.
But as he was saying, he wasn't referring to today. He's saying basically RIP to our whole summer, because if this is the beginning of things, this could be a nightmare summer.
I wonder if this is a nightmare day for Tessa in West Caldwell.
Yeah, let's see what she says.
Listen, I'm just sitting here just contemplating, like, how am I going to go through another season of this? The whole Gerrit Cole thing, I was already livid about that, because I just knew, like, nah, I said, he's not going to go in division, no way. So the Gerrit Cole thing was already stressing me out, because how can the Yankees just keep getting worse every year? But I can't even deal with that right now, because now I'm dealing with Saquon. So my first thing is this. I agree with Don when he said that Saquon wasn't Joe Sheen's guy because he didn't draft him. But neither was Daniel Jones. And for some reason, Sheen has always been big on Daniel Jones, and Dable's been big on Saquon. And I feel like at the end, Mara just sided with Joe. Well, that's the GM. He's the one making all these calls. Because I agree with Michael also. Last year, they should have gave Daniel Jones the fifth-year option, let him do it one more time to see if, well, is this the real deal? Or is this because, okay, Saquon was on the field with him? Because then they would have saw that it was just because Saquon was on the field with him. And they should have paid Saquon last year. I understand that is a lot of money they're paying him, but in my mind, am I happy for Saquon to get his money? Yeah, cool, but you're done with me. Like, you're dead to me. Just know, once a Giant, always a Giant, you're done. I will boo you for the rest of my life.
Well, that's
I
fair.
Wish you move out of New Jersey tomorrow. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm done. Like, you're not going to come back to us and try to retire. We don't want you. Like, that's it. Go do your thing, even though I don't wish no success on none of them there. Nothing bad, but I hope they don't even sniff another playoff.
But Tessa, let me ask you a question. How do you hold that against Saquon? I mean, the Giants didn't want to pay him. The Eagles did. Should he not take the money?
Listen, what I'm saying is this. Do I hold up, like you said, the organization, it does make me sad. They're like, God, y'all just didn't want this man. I understand he had to do his family for everything, for his legacy, but understand your legacy with the Giants, to me, as a Giants fan, is over. That's just like this. Look how long it took people to even stop booing Tiki because he just made a comment about Eli and the organization. We hated his guts for like 1,000 years, and that's just he made a comment. So you going to the freaking, well, honestly, no disrespect to you, Peter, I would prefer him to go to the freaking Commanders. Do not go to the Eagles.
Well, the Eagles are your number one rival.
Well, both could be true. Is that, yeah? You know, listen,
we keep losing to the Eagles, Don. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, yeah, they own us, and now I feel like Saquon will tell all our secrets, and he's going to run over our throats.
Well, we don't have any secrets to give up at this point. But you know, if he went to the Bengals, it would be better. If he went to the Texans, of course, it's out of the conference, whatever. But the money that the Eagles offered him, there's no sane man that's going to turn that down. His allegiance is to himself, and in football, that's the only allegiance you can have. I was not expecting him, Michael, to take any kind of a haircut to stay with the Giants. So, yeah, he'll get booed like every former Giant gets booed, but I can't hate Saquon for the decision that he made. It's a good football team that offered him a lot more money than I think he's worth.
Josh Jacobs, 4 years, $48 million to the Packers.
Packers going for it.
So what is that?
12 a year.
10, yeah, it's, again, that's a...
So Saquon might have upped the running back market.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, the Giants got in on Singletary before that sunk in. Mercedes-Benz of White Plains has done it again, everybody, winning their third consecutive Mercedes-Benz Best of the Best Dealer Recognition Award. In celebration, they are having a three-day sales event from March 14th to the 16th with special prizes with the purchase of a new vehicle when you RSVP. Visit their showroom in White Plains or explore online at mbwhiteplains.com. Mercedes-Benz of White Plains, proud member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since 1968.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
All right, so another move. Gardner Minshew had a good year this year playing for the Colts. Has signed a two-year deal with the Raiders, and he will battle O'Connell for the starting quarterback job. And it just begs the question, where is Justin Fields heading?
Unless they want to trade him in the division of Minnesota after they lost Kirk Cousins.
I wouldn't do that, but I guess that's the best deal.
Would the Giants be interested in him as an alt to Jones? I don't see the fit, but that had been rumored. But, you know, Falcons off the board. Everybody else seems to have their quarterback, unless Fields is just going to... Does New England make sense, Michael? They traded Mac Jones over the weekend. They're going to, you would think, draft a quarterback, but are they going to want a veteran there, a presence to compete with the kid? Or are they just going to say, well, we like Fields, and we're going to draft a wide receiver at three, which if you're a Giant fan, you hope for, right? That would be great if you're a Giant fan. Because you know the Chargers aren't taking a quarterback at five, and now if the Patriots are off the board, that means one of those quarterbacks could be there at six, right?
Who would they take? They probably trade that pick to a team that wants a quarterback,
or they'll take Marvin Harrison Jr.
Right,
which you could take at three. I don't think anybody would blink at it. But you need somebody to throw in the football, so maybe would it be Fields?
You don't think Minshew would go to Vegas though, and they would say that's our guy?
It's quarterback competition, yeah. Minshew's not bad.
Not bad, but I mean, are you trying to like start something for real or not?
Nah?
Well, I mean, listen, who am I to talk?
Doesn't have a quarterback.
We're gonna go get one.
Yeah, we'll see.
What do you mean? You think they might not?
Somebody, but you know what? Somebody the draft where Zach Wilson was selected, the only guy who's even marginally well-respected is the first guy, Trevor Lawrence. Every other one of the quarterbacks taken, awful. It's an inexact science.
Unless you're the Green Bay Packers, it is a complete guess.
Right.
They just seem to get it right repeatedly.
Let's go to Ray in East Orange. Ray.
Hey, guys. Thanks for accepting my call again.
You got it.
I mean, like, as a Giants fan, I'm not surprised that this has happened, because when he took the tag last year and whatnot, that to me was saying that he was done with the New York Giants for the following season. And to me, this is just how the Giants operate. You know, if they pay one person a lot of money, they're not going to pay the other person. That's just how the Giants operate. And, you know, Giants fans should not be surprised. And we'll see what we do in the draft. Maybe there'll be a trade up in the draft, but who knows? But obviously, we're starting all over.
Yeah, but that's not a good look either. This is your third year. You're starting all over.
I don't want to get into the whole conversation again. You're looking for a quarterback. If you're going to draft a quarterback, yeah, I guess you're starting all over. But I don't think it's we paid one guy, we're not going to pay another. Is that they're not going to pay any more than they think somebody is worth. And clearly, they didn't think Barkley was worth $15 million a year, and they just went out of quarterback. Would they give Singletary six? How much? Yeah. So that's not nothing. I mean, again, Singletary is not Barkley, but they saved themselves. If they had franchised Barkley, they just saved themselves $6 million at the running back position.
It's weird though because the Packers couldn't come to an agreement with Aaron Jones, and then they give a big money deal to Josh Jacobs. Aaron Jones is pretty good for them.
Yeah, but I guess they think Jacobs is better. I guess. Again, it's all in the eye of the beholder, right? We can look at the stats and we can give our own opinions, but these general managers are the ones that get paid to know more than we do.
Mark in Dix Hills. Mark.
Fellas, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I just wanted to follow up with Steve Shirippa. I want to tell you, he is the nicest guy. We were out in East Hampton in the parking lot, and the whole crew was coming out from the show, and everyone from the cast stopped and said hello to us, shook our hands. They couldn't have been lovelier, and he was. Getting to Daniel Jones, I'm just sick with the Giants as an organization. I think they look terrible. I think the Giants should have stepped up, given him the money. Oh, I get the fact that... Why is that silly?
Because you're not going to pay $15 million to Saquon Barkley. You need an offensive line. You got to figure out your quarterback. What good is that money? You had Saquon Barkley his entire career.
You
won one playoff game because everything else is a mess. How do you correct the mess? By saving money. I'm not giving. Why am I giving Saquon Barkley $15 million a year?
Why not?
Would be stupid.
What do you get? You got this other guy that you got back here for half his money. Saquon Barkley gave you the best of that he had. He's our guy.
All right. Well, this isn't like baseball, man. You got a cap. You don't understand the cap.
I get that we got a
you
cap,
don't.
But as an organization, they look lousy.
All right. Well, I don't know what to tell you.
How the hell are we going to root for them?
Oh, stop, man. Why can't you root for him?
Don, when they come here with the Eagles and beat the hell out of us, we're going to be thrilled.
Beat the hell out of us anyway.
We're thrilled. That's true, but now they...
So now I want to get to a point where we're not getting our heads handed to them.
And Don,
they were getting their heads handed to them with Saquon, for God's sake.
Okay.
Come on, thank you
here's
for the phone call. I really appreciate it.
No, hang on, don't hang up on
me. Well, I'll
me.
Do whatever I want, but I'll
New
let you
York
continue
fans.
Because I chose.
All right, let me just finish with New York fans. What about the Yankees now, switching gears?
Yeah, this should be
Can
fun.
Do you believe this? This is nuts. Cole's hurt. The Yankee pitching basically stinks. Where are we going? Where
All right,
are we
this, going you're a marvelous person. I tell you, you're like a Debbie Downer. God, just everything is so bad. You know, the sun didn't come up high enough today, Peter. It didn't come up high enough for his liking. God, what's going on? Yeah, Cole got the nerve of Cole to get her. The nerve of Cole having soreness in his elbow. The nerve!
Well, there's reason to be frustrated
That was one of the worst calls we've had so far in this calendar year.
Michael, do you agree?
No, I don't.
I actually understand why he's upset about the Giants part.
Blah, blah.
But I disagree. I mean, it's a cap sport, as Don said. You just don't give the guy the money.
No, but I understand
Baseball's
being upset.
A different story.
I understand being bummed out by it,
yes.
Even though it would be the wrong thing to do to just fork over the cash.
And I can understand him being upset with Gerrit Cole possibly being
injured.
Yeah,
because their whole rotation stinks. No, you hit your wagon to that phone call. You're lucky you'll get down the street.
Well, I mean, the frustration with another big injury in spring training is upsetting.
That guy was frustrated on his honeymoon.
Did you hear this, Peter? I don't know if you heard this. I think that if I had dedicated my life to it, I think I'd be a great stand-up comic. What do you think?
I think you would.
I sneezed. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
Let me hear it again.
Bunch of animals.
Let me hear it again.
I think that if I had dedicated my life to it, I think I'd be a great stand-up comic. What do you think?
I think you would have.
What are you getting at, Michael?
It's just, you know, I know that.
Well, you know what? I wasn't going to do it, but I'm gonna do it now since you're just a pig. I sneezed. Oh,
why
my God.
Are you kissing his face?
That's great radio.
Wait. No, that wasn't about your sneeze. I swear, I didn't even know there was a sneeze there.
Well, there was some noise back there.
I have no idea what it was.
But I guess it was a sneeze, because why would I go, ugh?
Well, it was just about me being a stand-up comic. That I didn't even know was on there. They didn't tell me that there was a sneeze. I'll delete it right now. I don't ever begrudge somebody a sneeze. Sneeze is a beautiful thing.
What was the point of the drop then?
That I'm be a good stand-up comic.
He's just kissing your fanny. Nancy texted out. I'm not gonna say.
No, do it.
No, I'm not gonna do it.
Do it.
I didn't realize she had an emoji, like a silent emoji, like not to tell you.
Well, tell me what it is.
Oh my God! Hold on. Nancy was about to say. She said something.
No, she did something.
She insulted you in some way.
Right. Yeah.
And then she added the shush emoji.
Why don't you tell me?
Nope.
And Don started to say it.
Yeah.
And now he realized
he can't. Yeah, I guess I'm not violating the trust.
No.
She's all I got.
She's. It's true. Wow. Now, you're making the right decision, but it's a tough thing to happen.
I don't even feel bad because this is the guy that like simple text messages about like life in general. He can't reveal the source.
That is a great point by Don. You know what? It's a fair point
and
by Don.
And some of the animals that text them that like drive the direction of the show.
You know, it's another good point by you.
Don't feel bad at all. Well, but it's going to eat at you, and I love it.
But she said something really nasty.
It was probably about the beard. Maybe about the beard.
No, because look at her husband. But I mean,
but he has a nice beard.
Thank you. Well, I have a nice beard, too.
Hey, it's not as nice as his.
Well, he was born to have a beard.
I'm just saying.
If I dyed my beard dark, it would be a wonderful looking beard.
It's never looked better today, though. I think it's starting to come in nicely. If he dedicated himself to it, I think he could be a beard guy.
It could work.
It could definitely
work. You don't like it at all? You don't like where it's getting to now?
I can't stand it.
Still can't stand it.
And I think that years ago,
I feel like I have spiders crawling when I'm sleeping, and I roll over on my pillow, feel like I have spiders. And I think
you grow past that.
Did you ever feel
spiders? What did
she say?
No.
What'd she say?
I'm not going to tell you.
All right. Tell us about FanDuel, Peter.
Well, I'll do whatever I want, but I'll let you continue because I chose.
All right, guys. FanDuel is putting the ball in your court for the rest of the NBA season because right now, new customers can get $200 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. Winning! That's $200 if your bet wins. Bet on the NBA with a wide range of bet types, including quick bets, live same game parlays, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/Peter and make your first bet a layup. FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA, 21 and over and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.